my behalf, I would like to say thank you for allowing me to speak, and I appreciate any consideration.
Yes, I just have one thing I'd like to say. And on page 109 of the city's ordinance, it does say the purpose of a variance. Requesting a variance is a form of appeal. A variance allows a building or structure to be built that would not be permitted if the zoning ordinance was enforced. So that says it's allowing for a building to be built. This is already built, and we would like it moved. So that's what we're asking, for it to be moved into compliance.
A question from the council? Thank you.
I have one more thing I'd like to add. I know there's other structures in the community that have not met the criteria of the zone, but we don't know how those happened. They may have happened before when people weren't living in the houses, but we're here tonight not because of those houses, because we only have control over our own. We can only defend our own property. So those are irrelevant to us at this time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else that would like to speak to this issue?
Mr. Reardon, I have one question. Or maybe this is from Mr. Patterson, I don't know. So it was mentioned that a portable structure that's not bolted down is allowed. So we have no legal standing to tell him to take it down. Is that correct? It's just whether it's going to be fastened to the concrete or not. Is that correct?
I would refer this over to Mr. Katz.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Actually, and I don't mean Pat, I mean Casey. I would trust his explanation.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, Council, currently our zoning ordinance does not apply to portable structures. We don't regulate that in any fashion. It is a kind of a complex question. It was built as a building that was built, you know, to be bolted to the ground. I would think to be considered portable, it would have to have a floor structure in it and be able to be moved on skids. That would be my interpretation of what a portable building is. Because it would have to be made structurally sound in the floor area. That is my professional opinion on that.
But wouldn't Mr. Hamill have been required to get a permit for a portable structure?
No, sir. Not under the current ordinance.
So he could build it however he wanted to. Is that correct?
That is correct. I think everybody that endeavors to do things right, Mr. Hamill's building is constructed very well. I would encourage, if that's the option he chooses or is given, you know, and I've worked with him, I know he'll do something to make that right. I think unbolting it from the slab is not quite getting there, and I think for the safety of his family, he would want to address a few things. But can we require him to do it? No.
Okay. Thank you.
Further question for Mr. Cass? Thank you, Mr. Cass. Ms. Reardon, you might explain the vote situation on an appeal.
This is an appeal from a decision of Planning and Zoning. Planning and Zoning, but for the fact that this is an appeal, would have the final say on this. As an appellate, or as an appeal, essentially, this board has to vote 6 in favor to overturn the decision. A failure to have 6 in favor to overturn means that Planning and Zoning's decision would stand, which would be the denial. So in this case, if you vote to overturn the appeal, you're voting to let him keep the building where it is, to grant the variance, and that would take